The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3651 of the BFO for Wednesday the 2th of February 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, isn't this the day that if the old gal sees her shadow, that we... Oh, never mind. Hello, ground frogs. Big Fatty. And by the... If the old gal saw his shadow, it'd be a miracle because he'd been out of the house. The mansion. Quite honestly, it'd be more like an eclipse. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's the halfway point. The halfway point of the cruise of a lifetime. Big Fatty, that's only on the Crystal Cruises. Yesterday was the halfway point. Big Fatty. Let me just make sure that's right. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yes, yesterday was the halfway point. Y'all were on the downhill slope, Big Fatty. It's hump day, and I'm sure there's gonna be some humping going on. Big Fatty, you're vulgar.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 2th of February. Y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Plus, it's Ground Frogs Day. Big Fatty, I hope that vermin didn't see his shadow. I love the wintertime. Well, except, you know, we're on this nice cruise. Oh, yes, because I forgot. Oh, yes, feel that breeze going through my hair. Y'all, our first celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all never met this person, I know that he has an appreciation for a good coupon from the CVS. Y'all, I'm talking about the special partner of Princess Hannah. Y'all, that's Joe. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Joe. It's true. Y'all, and Princess Hannah, y'all, she's so far behind on little shows. She'll hear this in... during the Olympics, Big Fatty, no, I meant the Olympics of 2026. Oh, okay. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person on numerous occasions. He's been here to the villa in Fat Acres. Oh, Big Fatty, does he know we're gonna be in Colombia tomorrow? We're gonna be in the country Colombia, not the area where, if the state of South Carolina were receiving an enema, where it would be inserted. Oh, I didn't know there was a difference. Met him at the good days, had some struggles, persevered, and y'all just, from what I understand, doing great with a new job and everything. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Drusilla Blomey. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Drusilla Blomey. It's true. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, many of you have met this person at the Pride 48, or if you've ever been here to the villa, I'm sure you've, met the old thing, y'all. Just one of the one of the gems, the precious people in Big Fatty's life. Big Fatty, get a room. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Granny. Big Fatty, we love Granny. We do. So, y'all, if you see Joe or Drusilla or Granny, wish them a happy celebration and cake.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. We are on, let's see, what day are we on? We are on day number, well, we're on Wednesday. So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Y'all, we're in Costa Rica. We're in Costa Rica as I as you're hearing this. Well, I don't know, since, like I said, the inner tubes are spotty at best. And they're difficult to not recode, but upload little shows. But I'll get back to that a little bit more in a minute. But y'all, one thing I'll let you know that on Friday night, y'all, we had our first comedian. Y'all, these are gals that dress up. It's not a drag show per se. It's just the comedians are in drag, but that really doesn't have a whole lot to do with the show, other than that's the personality they're assuming. They're not singing, they're telling jokes and doing all kinds of other stuff and everything. And y'all, the one we had on Friday night was Pam Ann. And y'all, she's a stewardess. And y'all, she was just good. She was just funny. Y'all, she would do, she was giving shot, you know, like, you know how the old gal has the food hook? Well, she had a food hook, but y'all, she would pick up shot glasses and she'd get people come down to the edge of the stage and she'd empty the shot glass into their mouth. And y'all, she got every one of them. I don't think she got anybody in the face. But, y'all, it was funny. Just funny. A good way to get it all started. Y'all, then on Saturday, that was our first day at sea. And, y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And, y'all, that afternoon, Big Fatty went to Bingo with Miss Richfield 1981. Now, y'all, if you don't know who Miss Richfield 1981 is, y'all, goggle her. Because, y'all, she's a hoot. She is my favorite performer they have on the Atlantis homosexual cruises. She always gets, y'all, she's very quick, very quick with her comebacks and all. Big Fatty sounds like you. Well, Miss Richfield and I have a lot in common. She has hair, Big Fatty. Well, okay, but we both take our picture with our mouth wide open. But y'all, go goggle Miss Richfield, Richfield 1981. Y'all, you'll thank me later for it. But y'all, she always gets the staff of the ship to assist her, and y'all, she had one good looking man from the entertainment staff up there. He's one of the officers, and she had him up there. He was from Brazil, and y'all, he's up there, and you know, she's kind of having because you know, she doesn't know him. She's asking leading questions to see if they're gay or not, and so she would start off, well, are you single? Yes, I'm single. Have you ever been married? Yes, I was married, and that ended in divorce. And were you married to a man or a woman? And the guy goes, a man. And the whole place went batshit crazy. And then he was like throwing his arms up above his head. Can you hear me doing that? And y'all, then whenever in bingo, whenever 069 is called, the music starts, and Miss Richfield and everybody in the audience has to get out and dance. Well, she was dancing with with this guy up on the stage, and y'all, he had some cha-cha moves, that's for sure. And y'all, then towards the end, one of the other folks that usually helps with bingo, he was from Turkey, and y'all, good looking, you know, that Middle Eastern good looks, the dark eyes and hair and all, and just nicely tanned. And y'all, he was up there calling, because y'all, we did three games. We played regular bingo, we did four corners, and then we did a coverall. And y'all, the bingo, you know, you could have gotten a single sheet with three cards for $39, a double sheet with six cards for $49, or for $69, you got a single, a double, some of those crackers, Big Fatty, I love the saltines. No, it's kind of like you crack it open, and it's kind of like a lottery ticket thing that you crack it open and see if you've won a prize, and a bingo t-shirt. And so this guy, you know, since he's on the staff, is wearing his bingo t-shirt, and he's up there helping Miss Richfield, and she says, now, you know, at what, let me know when we get to 20, we've called 25 numbers, because we're going to have to make some adjustments. And so we got to 25 numbers, and y'all, the audience knew what was coming. You know, she does this every time. we hit 25 numbers, the audience is, oh, it's 25 numbers, you know. And so Miss Richfield says, okay, you need to take your shirt off. Take your shirt off. And he's like, no. And she goes, no, we're not proceeding unless you take your shirt off. Well, y'all, he took his shirt off. Y'all, just lovely. And so he stood there and called numbers with his shirt off. Y'all, it's just warm the cockles, baby. Towards the end, we're still calling numbers for the coverall. Y'all, it takes about 3 days to do a coverall. Before we get to this, y'all, the first game, a single person won, and they won $1,100. The second game, four people bingoed at the same time, and they split $1,224. And the third one was over $1,600. And y'all, once they verify it, everybody takes their paper. We don't have the machines. They take the paper and they paper cards, and they wad them up and they throw them at the winner. And y'all, it just makes a huge mess. But y'all, it's part of it. It's just, yes, everybody, it's tradition. Well, anyway, towards the end of the bingo, Big Fatty, people have never heard so much about bingo in their life. Well, wait till I get to the shuffleboard. But towards the end, he started putting his shirt back on, and the audience, and Miss Richfield, what's going on? And she went over and she took it from him. She says, I'm just going to hold that over here. And he turned to call the next number, and she took the t-shirt and threw it out in the audience. And so he had to stand there. And, you know, we're all trying to get him to take his pants off. Big Fatty, pants off express. Y'all, it was just fun. It was just fun. And then Saturday evening, we had reservations at the Teppanyaki. Oh, Big Fatty, as opposed to the Nicky Hockey. It's true. No, let me back up. Later that afternoon, y'all, they had the dog tag tea dance. And y'all, this is where everybody, you know, they hand out dog tags, and it has the crews printed on it and everything. And then they hand out stickers. A green sticker means I'm available. A yellow sticker means buy me a drink and we'll see where it goes. And the red sticker means I'm unavailable. And y'all, there are some that have like 48 green stickers on them. But anyway, y'all, we went out to the tea dance, and in the little Daily newsletter that said, oh, it's going to be a fabulous tea dance, blah, blah, blah. Unfortunately, the dog tags are stuck in a container ship. But we're expecting them to arrive by the end of the cruise, and we'll hand them to you on the way off the boat. So, anyway, but it was a fun party anyway. And y'all, everybody thinks dog tag, tea dance, you think of a military theme and everything. Y'all, it's... Everybody had some kind of little camouflage shorts or something on and a harness. And, y'all, I don't know when a leather harness became military, but anyway, I guess they think that's supposed to be the bullet things. but anyway, it went well. Y'all, that evening we had dinner in the Teppanyaki restaurant. You know, that's where they do the... cook the food right in front of you. And y'all, the guy that did it for us, it was his first time doing the teppanyaki, but y'all, he did a great job. And y'all, this one was a little bit elevated. Big Patty, was it up high? No, not. The quality was better than your run-of-the-mill Ichiban kind of things. But y'all, the rice they cooked the eggs right in front of you, and you know that's when he's tossing the eggs around and all this kind of stuff, and he threw one in his hat and threw one in his pocket and then opened the rest of them by throwing them in the air and hitting the edge of the knife. Y'all, it was really quite well done, and the food was good. Y'all, I had a cocktail with that. It was the specialty cocktail. It was some sort of sake and cucumber and I want to say lemon syrup or something like that, or maybe it was ginger syrup or something. Y'all, it was delicious, and y'all, it had a kick. It had a kick, I tell you. And let's just see what I got here. Oh, y'all, I meant to tell you, the guy from Turkey, Miss Richfield said, "What's your name?" And he goes, "Wanti Tifangfang." And she says, "What was that again?" And he goes, "Wanti Tifangfang." And she goes, "Okay, well, I'm going to call you Tom." And so, y'all, he was Tom Turkey. And y'all, I was walking by the theater early, and there was some older queens standing outside the theater, and they had the pictures of everybody that normally works on the staff there. And I heard the guy says, "Oh, that's Tom Turkey right there." And so, y'all, it was just all good fun. Sunday, y'all, we got up, and y'all, we had an over the water bungalow that we treated ourselves to. Y'all, there were only five couples that had these over the water. Over the water bungalows, and y'all, I guess I'll tell you about them tomorrow, but I did upload the Monday and the Tuesday little shows there, because I had pretty good inner tubes, and y'all, we'll see if they actually posted. Yes, we got it. Lovely. Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty, I'm noticing that this is taking quite a bit of time. You know, this is kind of like Mr. Cackle's cruise. He never got past that Wednesday on his cruise, and he just finally gave up. I'm going to write down as many details as I can. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all won't be having a coupon report this week because everything is complimentary. Biff, it ain't nothing complimentary. You done paid for it. Well, okay. Y'all, like I say, Wednesday we're at the Panama Canal. So y'all, maybe I'll be able to pass through the locks. Big Fatty, there's not enough water to raise you high enough.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.